I love it when we don't rehearse stuff. It goes so well. Okay. So, hold on. Let me just... Yay, there we go. So, when the blind man met Jesus, the light of the world, Jesus made it possible for him to be able to see. Imagine what it must have been like for him to be able to see the sun and the sky for the first time. I don't know if you guys will have clocked this, but a few years ago, I think either just before or just after the pandemic, doctors, scientists, researchers had been able to help a lady who'd been born profoundly deaf hear for the very first time. And the very first thing that they played for her to be able to hear was the sound of birdsong. And just the beauty of the blackbird singing first thing in the morning brought tears to her eyes as she could hear birdsong for the very first time. Just the beauty of being able to appreciate that sound that she had never been able to hear before. Imagine what it must have been like to be able to see a sunrise or a sunset for the first time. The blind man's life was totally changed. No longer did he have to walk in darkness. Everything changed because now he could see and walk in the light too. Jesus helps all of us to be able to see as well. Most of us are not born physically blind, like the man in our Bible story this morning, but we are born spiritually blind, walking in darkness until we meet Jesus and he opens our spiritual eyes. When Jesus opens our spiritual eyes, I really do believe that we're able to see who God is and how he really is. His goodness, his love, his holiness, his beauty. When Jesus opens our spiritual eyes, we're able to see the darkness of sin that we often choose to walk in. The darkness of greed, lies, jealousy, bad temper. Is it all right? Is the church safe? Are we all right to be in here? Yeah? Good. Excellent. Keep checking. I don't want the building to collapse on us. If we choose to follow God, if we choose to follow Jesus, he promises that we will never walk in darkness. We will see things as they really are. It's at this point that I'm going to turn this on. Because the fact of the matter is, when we accept Jesus into our lives, when we become Christians, the light gets turned on. It's amazing. It's like going... Does everybody remember watching The Wizard of Oz for the first time? Film starts out in black and white, it's all monochrome, it's all a bit... Ugh. And then all of a sudden, it goes into glorious technicolor. And the yellow brick road really is very, very yellow. Audience participation, I love it. We need more of it. This is how I felt when I became a Christian. The world went from drab monochrome into glorious technicolor. And I could see, it felt like I could see things properly for the very first time. We are going to now sing again, and we're going to take our collection. Our song is going to be Amazing Grace, My Chains Fell Off. Please do take a seat, guys. Yeah, I know, Advent is done. We're not supposed to have candles in church anymore. Okay. So far, we've discovered that Jesus is the light of the world, who will help us see things as we really are. My last point is that Jesus is the light of the world, promises us his presence, and he will never leave us. He is always with us. The end of the Great Commission in Matthew is one of my favorite Bible verses of all time. I will be with you always, even unto the very end of the world. Okay. There we go. Brilliant. I will be with you always, even until the very end of the world. When the Israelites were in the wilderness, God never left them. He was with them either through a big pillar of cloud or a big pillar of fire. When Jesus was born, one of the names given to him was Emmanuel. And unless you have been asleep for the last month, we will now all really remember that Emmanuel means even in this. Okay, God is with us even in this. If we choose to follow Jesus, he has promised to never ever leave us. As I've already said, at the end of Matthew, "And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." We may not be able to see Jesus, the light of the world, with our physical eyes, but he is with us through the power of his Holy Spirit. When we have Jesus living in us so close that we don't need to be afraid of anything, because he is God, and he is powerful, and he is good. Now, I'm going to move this back a little bit, but I want to keep this burning for the rest of the service, because I want us to remember that God is with us, even in this. Even with you in this service right now, God is with you. He never, ever leaves us. And although other things may happen in our life, even though we may feel like we are as far away from God as we possibly can be, he is always there with us. Okay. I'm going to invite... Not yet. I would like to invite you all, if you are able to please stand, for we are going to sing a song. We're going to sing "Be Still for the Presence of the Lord."